I just can't begin to tell you how happy I am to be here with you all tonight. I'm the one that needs to give that to you all, because I missed you a bunch. It was great. The Lord was really with us. He gave us a wonderful time, and I want a special thank you for all your prayers for us. And like I told Brother Samuel, I can truly say that I felt them. Just your prayers coming to us, and we'd be screaming in and hear y'all praying for us, and Brother Samuel telling you to remember us special in prayer. It was such a blessing. Just so wonderful. And it's wonderful to see that God's got a bride everywhere. There's people out there listening in tonight. They're listening there that love this message like we love this message. I wish I could reach in the mic and just pull them all right here, though. And they'd like to pull me right here, too. Believe me. And some of them that don't have the same privilege that we have to come together with brothers and sisters and the worship and love and the feel of the spirit that we have here. It's joy unspeakable. Hey, I'm so thankful to the Lord for it and what He's given us in this opportunity. But I can truly say, and I hope these people out that are streaming understand this, there's nobody like you all. Amen. It's just the truth. It is some of the things I was sharing back there with Brother Samuel before. I don't know if you felt the anointing when that door opened up, but we were having a little revival back there. We were talking about the message and everything that's kind of transpired over the last few weeks and everything. But, you know, it is in the church that we read. We've been going through the church. How many of you like the Revelation series? Oh, my goodness. Is that to where it is in all the churches that were, there was a lot of them that were following the message of what Paul preached. But he went to the Thessalonians and they had this and some had a gift and some had this and some had tongues and some had this. And he went to the other ones and the Corinthians and they were fussing and they were fighting. But he said those Ephesians, he says they were right on target. He says they could be taught something. He says they were the spiritual ones. He says now let's move on into perfection. That's what he told the Ephesians. Who was the pastor of the Ephesian church?
Paul.
The messenger for the age. Who's the pastor of this church?
Amen.
Brother Branham. Amen. Amen. Let's move on into perfection. As you've been brought up and raised, and we've had milk food, now we're into the strong things that the Lord's teaching us. We're moving on into that perfection. That's what He said, let's put away all those other things and let's get there to where we're going. Home is where we're going. I want to thank the Lord that He give me a Brother Neville. Lord, I was thinking, it's like, Lord, what can I say that can really convey to those people what I think? Say what the prophet said. Can't say nothing better than that. And what a freedom that it is to be able to have that peace in my heart to know that I know that this word's going to be kept right in front of you. And He believes this message just like I believe this message, like you believe this message. And this message is His absolute. And that's what brings us all together, the absolute. And telling the people while we're on tour. That's the only thing that can bring the bride of Jesus Christ together is this message.
Amen.
Nothing else can do it. It is our absolute. It is everything to us. So we do thank the Lord and also thank for our brother and sister Phillips for their work that they did, playing the piano, leading the song. When Brother Jonathan learned that his first night was going to be here, he was just a little scared. I said, believe me, every time we do come out, it might be I get excited and I'm here, but it is very scary to stand right here.
Yes.
It's before the purchase, as Brother Branham said, you are the purchase of that blood. He says, how much more to have just a little drop of his blood, but you, the purchase of that. I want to be careful what I say. And I know as long as I quote Brother Branham, as long as I point you to him, then I know everything I say is perfect, that it's in line. Because that's it. I'm not your absolute. This message is your absolute. And that's the only thing that we know that is true and hold on to. And we're like Brother Branham said in those messages you just got done listening to. There are so many good quotes and so much that he said. But that last revelation is where he was talking about Ruth. And he says, Naomi. He says, I loved how he told Naomi. He says, Naomi, rest. He says, you let the kinsman redeemer. He says, you let your kinsman, you let him do the work. And he says, that's what we are right now. We're in rest. He says, the work's being done. He's away, making us a place. So the bride, we're just in rest.
Amen.
We're worried, he says, that you recognize who that you are. And that's what the bride does. We know who we are. You recognize who you are. He says, then you just wait and rest. And he says, what are we doing? The very thing that those people said when they went beyond the curtain of time and they turned around to him, what did they tell him? We're resting upon it.
Amen.
So we're just resting upon it. Amen. Reading one of the places in the Revelation chapter 5, number 2, is just exciting. So exciting. He says, and when Ruth was resting, it was a type of the church resting in the promise of God. We have the earnest of our salvation. We're not worried whether we're going over there or not. We're going.
Amen.
We're going.
Amen.
We're going.
Amen.
Because he said so. He said, I'm going. He said, that's right. God said so. God promised it, and we've got the earnest. Done, been received. God has accepted us. No way to get away from it. We're there. Amen. All we have to do is just, he's down doing the kinsman redeemership. We have the earnest of it right now, waiting for that time when he comes back.
Amen.
What a blessed peace that it is. You know, we do get worried. We get our ups and downs and everything else, but we don't have nothing to worry about. There's nothing that happens to you that's wrong.
Amen.
Nothing. If you really believe that you're a son or daughter of God, no matter what troubles that you're going through, what's happening to you, or what's happening in your life, it's predestinated of God. So why worry about it? It's for your perfection. So you don't worry about it. We worry about it. He says we don't have to worry about it. What a rest. The world's got to worry about stuff of what's happening, going through. You say, yeah, but I'm sick. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sick. What's he going to do with it? He's going to do something to glorify his name. He's going to use you to glorify his name. Whether it's sickness, it's afflictions, and it is so of traveling around and seeing people, I'm worried about my kids. It's like, commit them to the Lord. He said, if you got enough faith for yourself, you have enough faith for your children. You just claim them. Don't look at it. Doesn't matter what it looks like. You claim it. Lord, that's it. Maybe he's just testing you.
Yeah.
To see what you're going to do. So praise the Lord. We're together tonight, he says, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. And we have, and he said, and during that rest, he says, that Ruth, when she came back, she received a reward.
Amen.
He says, we're just waiting for our reward to come. He said, one of those rewards that was in there, he said, to this day and time, he says, is the revelation of the seven seals.
Amen.
That's a reward. He says, from the beginning of time, they wanted to hear these things that you're hearing right now. These revelations that you're getting right now, I believe with all my heart, they're coming more now than they were back then. The bride is ready for them. He said, the bride made herself ready. So when you're ready, it's like we've talked so many times in that preparation, when you're ready to do something, you've prepared to do something, it is if you prepared to come tonight. When that word goes forward, man, you're going to hear it, you're going to be ignited. That's how come you can come and sit for 2 hours on Wednesday night. Who What church does that? Us! That's wonderful. That blows a lot of people's minds. I said, well, you just don't know the church, man. I said, that ain't nothing. You just got done listening almost back-to-back three-hour tapes. And I says, then they come 2 hours early. I said, they're there 5 or 6 hours. And what's amazing? You see these little kids sitting around reading their iPads, following the message.
Amen. That's wonderful.
Amen. We're very proud of them. Very proud of them. Well, Brother Rand says that begins at the supper table.
That's right.
He says that's where that training begins. And so it makes me even more proud of each one of you as your parents of what you do is keeping that word before your children constantly all the time. It's there that they look, they see their sponges, that they're there, they see what you do, how you act. Brother Rand said your very life is you're going to lead somebody. Where are you leading them to? We're leading them to Calvary in this message of what it is. But to see them sit there and you all hour after hour after hour, I've been to a lot of churches after about 15 minutes. The heads are nodding. You guys don't do that. It's wonderful. It's just wonderful. Well, if you got time for one more,
Colton, let's
hear it. Does Satan ever tell you that you're weak? Oh, come on. Man, who doesn't? Maybe I should ask him that. Who doesn't? He kind of tells me that all the time, that I'm a weak one. That it is. I believe in who I am and my salvation. I believe that I'm the Son of God. I believe my name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life. All those things that are precious for us, that I'm one of them, predestinated. But he tells you, oh, you might be, but you're just a weakling. You is that you fail. I got a good one for you right here.
Amen.
Getting ready to hear. Amen. Then, if we're born again of the Spirit of God, who's born again?
Amen.
Sons and daughters of God?
Amen.
Good. Praise the Lord. Then this is for you. Amen. And me. God don't have any weak parts and any big strong parts. He is altogether God. You're altogether God. And if you had enough of God in you till it was just barely a shadow, you're just barely a shadow of it. That's all that you are. Now, there's what Satan tells you. You're just weak. You're just barely a shadow. Praise the Lord. He says, that's enough power to make a new earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Now, if that ain't Boo Devil, I don't know what is. I mean, if you got a shadow, I mean, that's a shadow of it.
Oh,
praise the Lord. He says, that's enough power to make a new moon and a new system. Whoa. You're some pretty powerful people. When you speak a word, it's powerful.
Amen.
He said, it's God and it's strong. All right. Now, every believer in here has eternal life.
Amen.
That's rich. Oh. He says, which is God's Spirit in you? Enough power that will raise up the dead.
Amen.
Oh, I think we've seen that happen.
Amen. Okay.
He says it will heal the sick.
Amen.
I think we've seen that happen.
Amen.
That will send orbits in conditions. But you, it's in control by a law, that Spirit that's in you. You are sons and daughters of God. That same Spirit that you've got in you will raise yourself up at the day of resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why we can stay here for 2 hours.
Amen.
That's why we're happy. That is why we clap. That's why Brother Branham says at Pentecost, the way they were, he says, you don't think they were shouting and screaming and beating a tambourine?
Amen.
This is the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
This is it. He says that same church that comes back that was there, he wants to restore it back.
Amen.
He wants a church full of joy.
Yeah.
Sure, you can go to extremes with everything that you can do. He says it can move on into fanaticism. But the Holy Spirit, he brings it right back to where it's supposed to be.
Amen.
So being happy and shouting and screaming and clapping your hands and hallelujah, he said, what it must have been like. He said, how about the children of Israel when they crossed over the Red Sea? He says, you don't think there was shouting going on there?
Amen.
Wow.
When you've just found out that you've got enough power in you to create worlds, you don't think we're going to shout about that?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sorry, I just keep, if you would stand up and we'll just go to prayer. I better do it. My buttons wore out. I can talk about this message forever.
Amen.
It is my life. It's your life.
Amen.
It's everything.
Amen.
To set together, this is heavenly places.
Amen.
And he said, eternity will not reveal him.
Yeah.
This is just a shadow. He said, this is just a shadow he was talking about. This is the shadow of what's coming. These people that are listening in, we said we wanted to bring them here. We're going to spend eternity with y'all.
Yeah.
We're all going to be together. We're going to be together, that prophet.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell us about what these things, these seals, these revelations, all these things that went on that we hear about and we listen. All these mysteries, we're going to hear about them from him.
Yeah.
We're going to see Paul. We're going to see Simon. We're going to see them all. Spend eternity together. And to think that that power is in you right now. He says it's just to apply that faith. He said in a message, he said he had the faith that he believed in what he said. He spoke squirrels into existence. He said there was nothing. He says, and he spoke it and it appeared. Say it again. He says, but it's whatever you said.
Amen.
He said it's governed.
Yes.
That it's in you. That spirit, you just got to believe.
Yeah.
It's that simple as to believe. Do you believe?
Yeah.
I believe with all my heart. I know it. Lord, help any unbelief that I have.
Yes.
It's yours. It's your promise.
Yes.
It belongs to you.
Praise.
So it is when we do this, not just another time to come together. So I'm going to raise my hand again. And what? No. I'm believing.
Amen.
And whatever you pray for tonight, you don't even have to pray for it again. Ever.
Amen. Amen.
That's what I feel. Now, don't get me wrong to say that it's wrong if I pray for something. Yeah, I hope you understand what I mean. But when you put it down and you believe, Brother Branham said it's like in a prayer line. He said, you come in a prayer line, you come in a prayer line, you come in a prayer line. He says, you weaken your faith by doing that.
Yeah.
You got to believe. Once you believe, it's like coming back. He says, do you have the Holy Ghost? I hope so. He said, you ain't got it. He said, you got the Holy Ghost? Praise
Amen.
God, I sure do. Might not look like it to you, but I do.
Amen.
He even said, he says, would you backslide? Yeah. You can backslide and go. It makes no difference. You're still a son of God or daughter of God. You're still a child of God no matter what. Nothing can take that from you ever. Ever. It's yours. He said it was our inheritance. It belongs to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh my goodness, people. Let's realize who we are. The power that's inside of you. That when we speak the word, believe it. We might not have what Brother Branham had. But we've got a shadow.
Yeah.
We have an eyedropper of that ocean. If we can speak, that's great, speaking worlds and create them. And we've said before here, I believe we do create worlds and live in them every single day.
Yeah.
You make your own little world, your own little bubble, because you have to live out in Sodom and Gomorrah every single day.
Yeah.
So in one way, we create those worlds that we have them. So, but he's talking about universes.
Yeah.
Ow. And that's just pretty exciting to me. It's exciting to believe that if I pray for something, I can have it if I believe it. And you can have it if you believe it. It's just that simple. Just believe it. It's that simple. Childlike faith. I told you once, one of my favorite ones, and forgive me and having you stand in this longness. That time when Brother Collins was back here and his little grandson prayed for him that time. You all remember that little testimony, tell it again. Prayed for him, and after he prayed for him, his back was bad, and he looked at his grandpa and he says, "Well, get up! I prayed for you, get up!" That's childlike faith. That is, that's how simple it is. We put down, but no, you don't understand my back. Well, you'll lay there forever. Just get up. So if you have need of something, get up. It belongs to you. It is yours. This message tonight is for you. It is the rock. Water in the rock. That's what this message is. That rock is water feeding the bride of Jesus Christ. Just drink it in. It's coming from that artesian well tonight. Just coming just to drink it in, drink it in. And he's talking about you. You are that inheritance. We're resting. You're just like Ruth, resting. The kinsman, redeemer, he's out. He's preparing us a place for us to come to. And if you die, you got enough quickening power in you. I'll raise you up again.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Let's just think about him. Just to feel his presence. How wonderful. Lord, you're right here. We just love you so much, and what a privilege and honor it is to be in your presence tonight, Lord. We just appreciate you. Appreciate this opportunity that we have to be together with brothers and sisters that love you with all their heart, Lord Jesus. And Lord, as we just said, there's things that we go through and our ups and downs, and it is just to give us more faith because we do believe that we're your children, Lord. We do. We claim it. We claim it. That we are your children. We just want you to give us the faith that we need to accept that, what we're asking for, Lord. You will give it to us if we'll believe it, and we do believe it. Do you believe it? Raise your hand and say, "Lord, I believe it. It's mine. And I'm going to, what I ask for tonight, I'm going to get it." Praise the Lord. It's yours. He gives it to you. It's already done. Now, Lord, we accept it in your precious name. But we're going to reach out and grab you, Lord, and take a hold of you. And just hold us in your bosom, Lord.
Yes.
He said that El Shaddai, the breasted one. Hold us, Lord Jesus. Just hold me in your arms, Lord. That's where I want to be. I want to just be in his arms, in his sweet arms. Amen. Let's just sing our little song, "Reach Out and Touch the Lord."
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Heavenly Father, Lord, that we can reach out and touch you, Lord Jesus, as you pass by us, Lord. Oh, Father, give us the faith that we need to accept that, Lord. What a promise that if it's just a shadow, Lord Jesus, the ability to create worlds, Lord. Oh, Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you for that great inheritance, Lord, that you've given to us. It belongs to your bride, Lord. That you knew us before the foundation of the world, Lord. You even knew we were going to be here and what we were going to ask for, Lord. And Father, it's sometimes hard, but Lord, everything is right in order, Lord, because we're your children, Lord. And nothing can happen to your children, Lord, unless you okay it, Lord. So, Father, we have nothing to worry about. Father, just give us that ease in our heart, Lord. That freedom to know, Lord, that we are yours, Lord. May we just feel your presence tonight like never before, Lord Jesus. Come down and anoint your people, Lord Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. Thou art welcome in this place, Lord. We love you and we worship you, Lord. And that's what we're here for, is to be more like you, Lord. We know you're coming for your bride, Lord. We're making ourselves ready, staying in the presence of your word, Lord Jesus. For Father, we know it is this word that perfects your bride, Lord. Bless and be with us, Lord. May you honor and grant each request, Lord. May they drive that stake down, Lord Jesus, and just commit it into your hands and never look back again, Lord. If somebody's here and they've never accepted you, Lord, as their Savior, Lord, may they do it tonight, Lord Jesus. Father, but whatever they have need of, may you grant it and give it to them, Lord. Open up our hearts, Lord Jesus, Lord, to hear your word. Father, bless your children. What special they all mean to me, Lord, and their prayers and love for me while I was gone, Lord. You know what it meant to me, Lord Jesus. You know what a privilege it is for me to stand before these people, Lord, to purchase. Lord, it's such a blessing and an honor for me, Lord. Father, may you just show them in your heart, their hearts, Lord, what they mean to me, Lord. We love them. I love them and appreciate them, Lord. Bless and be with us tonight, Lord Jesus. Come and move upon us, Lord. We invite you, Lord. Each prayer request that was written and turned in, Lord, you know it. You know what the need is. Lord, grant that need. Our prayers are going out to the ones that are in the hospital, the ones that are sick, the one that devil's got cancer upon, the ones that's been praying and praying and praying. Give them the faith to hold on, Lord Jesus. Doesn't matter what it looks like, what it seems, we just hold on. We just believe, Lord. We believe it, Lord. We love you and we thank you, Lord, because it's your promise, your word, and it cannot and will not fail. How wonderful, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. Bless and be with us now as we take this service this night and commit it into your hands. We ask it in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior. And we all say, Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too
here with you all, and Brother Samuel sang this last weekend, but I just can't get away from us. We're together again. Just something good is going to happen. Amen.
We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. once lost, now I'm found free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Oh, wonderful is my Redeemer, praise Him.
Sing during baptismal, but it's just on my heart this afternoon, and just want to sing that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. The cross is before me, the world's behind me. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided. No turning back.
Only believe.
What a privilege and honor it is for me to once again welcome Brother Branham to this pulpit.
Amen.
Back into this pulpit again.
Amen.
Brings the message that ever-present water from the rock. Are you ready to drink from that rock?
Amen.
Does that rock everything to you?
Amen.
Get ready to drink a mouthful. It's going to really bless your heart. Amen. Here's our pastor, Brother Branham.
Amen.